Oh, there's two there. Oh.
Yeah, we have Jane and Patty, virtual.
I thought we were way short. I'm like, nobody.
No. Yeah, at first I was like, where's everybody?
Like to call tonight's meeting to order. This is Parks and Rec on May the 4th be with you, 2023. Did you get a chance to take a look at tonight's agenda?
Yep.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Sure, I'll move to approve it.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Jane, are we good? Okay. And then did you get a chance to take a look at the summary notes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were there any questions or changes needed?
Move to approve.
No, second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, awesome. And Sarah, I noticed that we do not have any community comments tonight.
We do not.
Hmm. Yeah.
Do we think that that's because people feel okay or that they don't feel welcome?
Things are going so well with Parks and Rec.
Why? I don't know. So our first agenda item, or our next agenda item then, is the City Council Updates Orientation and Goal Setting. And I'm just going to start.
Yeah.
Because at our last meeting, I had taken ownership to put together a presentation to go to the board to help them really understand what we're doing. And two things occurred. One, heard that that really needs to go through our City Council liaison, which hasn't been appointed yet, I think. But two, the City Council read through the entire master plan and put the rec center as the number one priority, which is exactly what the master plan says, which was the biggest message. So I talked with Ken and it's like, do you think? He said, well, you know, they're kind of already going in a real positive and informed, that's the key, informed direction. So I just kind of put that to-do item on hold, thinking that it might be, at this point, superfluous. So yep. With that, you want to talk at all about City Council updates and goal setting?
Yeah. So City Council did hold their retreat, a two-day retreat, and they set their goals, and they haven't all been published yet. I mean, they've been in the paper, but the city manager is putting them together as part of his vision things. They haven't prioritized them, but indoor rec center was a major goal that they want to get moving on very fast. And the important, well, the good thing is they actually took directly from our master plan, what was laid out in 2019 from all of our work, the steps to follow, to go through, to get us to a place where hopefully that we could have a rec center. So, you know, that's working with step one, you know, starting out, and we're going to start to talk about, you know, community needs, expectations, some cost recovery, you know, operational costs. You know, we'll probably do a survey of some type as we move along, as they start to move to bond language and make sure, you know, that's, you know, has a positive response from the community. So I'm working right now on a scope of work to get a consulting team on board, hopefully within about the next month, so that we can start to get that project going forward and moving in the way council wants.
So, cool. Very good.
That was really exciting news.
It was. Our city manager let me know, I think it was a Tuesday or Wednesday night, they might want to talk to you in the morning, and they had already identified it on day one and just wanted to talk a little bit on day two. And it was, very exciting. I think it's a nice opportunity for our community, hopefully, going forward.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Do you feel like they also recognized the need to protect the funds for the Willamette Waterfront bond? Did you get the sense that because that was the other key message was don't keep spending go bond. This is still a really important project.
Yeah, I think we're okay right now. You know, I think on Monday night, City Manager Williams is presenting at Historic City Hall, and council's decided, if you don't know, to fully fund that project. It's projected about $1.9 million, and we've worked with our finance director and the bond, and it looks like, you know, there's enough money there without taking money from other pieces of the bond right now that are already allocated to certain things. So we will probably have to look at this park section of the bond, though, as we look at this consulting for the rec centers and unplanned potential cost, obviously, if council, you know, likes what they see in the scope of work and want to move forward. That potentially is a couple $100,000 to get us to, you know, a bond measure. So we'll have to see where that money comes from, and some of it may have to come out of the bond, and we'll have to just see what that looks like. So there may be some changes, but we're trying to preserve the money for the other priority, yes, the riverfront.
Great. And no word of a liaison being appointed yet?
I think they said they'll appoint them next meeting.
Okay, awesome. Any questions? Okay, then let's go ahead and go into budget updates and priorities.
I don't really, well, that's a new big priority, a rec center. We're still working on the kind of the next one, the non-motorized boat project. To get that through design review, last month we had another pre-application meeting with our planning and engineering department so that we can get to the point where we can submit to get it approved. So I'm still working with the consulting firm to see that scope of work and get that to a manageable size. It's potentially almost $300,000 the way it sits now to get us to a 30% design on that project. So we may take a look at the project and some of the kind of the street improvements that do we really want those? Do we really need those? Kind of on the park side, is there really an advantage to putting in a full curb and sidewalk when people may walk in the street? So we'll start to look at those things. Some of it has kind of had one of those traditional things with projects. It started out as a parks project, you know, and it was non-motorized boat and improving the parking on that side. And then it was a partnership with Public Works, and, you know, the scope just kind of creeps, called scope creep, right? It just kind of grows and grows and grows. And then it's kind of like, wow, is that what we really intended to start with? So, but hopefully in June we'll have the next step of that scope with the consulting firm going forward. We'll just have to possibly nail it down and make sure it's what we want as a community. The budget is moving along. City managers is, you know, presenting it to staff and making sure everybody's on board, answering all the questions, going kind of, you know, this week. I went to 3 different buildings to present to staff and try and make sure everybody understands the budget and you know, that what's happening and where we are. It's still a balanced budget, which we have to do by state law. As I've mentioned before, we were bailed out a little bit. Every time we look 4 or 5 years forward, it doesn't look good, right? I mean, the forecast, if the revenues are low and expenses are high, you know, it doesn't look good for us. This time we were really bailed out kind of by $5.9 million in American Rescue Plan money, right? Kind of bailed us out. It helped pay for a lot of things, you know, from our union contracts that were, you know, with inflation, were 5% increase in all salaries. And so the budget looks good, you know, and we'll continue to just slowly move it forward a little later this year. We have a mayoral election coming up this month, and as soon as the mayor's elected, we'll know where we are, who is actually going to approve that budget, and that'll happen in early June.
Cool.
So you gave us in March these.
Yeah.
Is that still what you're looking at?
It's still pretty much exact. Yeah, pretty okay. Much the same. Not a lot has changed. The one thing that I think was added, we are moving forward as a city with a public works and operations building, which the property has been purchased off of Salamo Road below Barrington Heights, kind of down by the old rest area or the ODOT.
Yeah, I know.
Property, it was a rest area years ago. And you know, we're working, that's projected to be about a $25 million project. As you know, we kind of live now, our parks maintenance and all our operations live in a neighborhood on Norfolk Street. We've been there for years. It's too small. It's not great for the neighbors. It's not great for any of our staff. So, but that won't be a bond. That's a full faith credit. So we've been working on how Parks and Rec pays our portion of the projected $5 million over the next 20 to 30 years. But that is something that's probably been officially added to the budget since March.
And where will that be located, on Salamo?
Well, the access point, you know, as you come up Salamo, there's a little water tower.
Yes.
Kind of right below that is going to be the roads.
Yeah, I did see that. There's like a turnout.
It kind of just going to sit down on that.
But it'll be down, like down at freeway level. I mean, is that?
There's a couple plateaus. Really. It'll be way down. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It shouldn't even be noticeable. I don't think if you were on top of the hill standing, I think you'll be able to see it, because it just kind of terraces all the way down.
But it'll be separate from the freeway, like it won't have.
I don't think there's going to be access from the freeway at all. No, I mean there could be. I don't think we've got that far. We have a consultant kind of on a design team to work with all of our staff to find out what we need, right? And let's design the building and move forward in that way.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how they get on to Salamo then from there, because it's easy to go straight down the hill, but then you've almost got a U-turn to go up. So I'm sure they'll have to reconfigure that driveway.
I'm sure they will somehow.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think the driveway you're thinking of now is just goes right to that water tower.
Oh.
I think this would be a separate
Okay. That
access
makes sense.
Point. Okay. And I don't know exactly what that looks like. Yeah. As far as I know, anyway.
All right. It sounds necessary, though.
It's been needed for a long time.
Exactly. I've been hearing about it for a while.
Good. Okay. Anything else on the budget?
No, not unless there's questions, I don't think.
Okay. Well, you started talking about swimming and non-motorized boats. You had wanted us to put it on the agenda this month. When we did our year at a glance of all of the months.
Right.
So is there anything else that?
No, I think just working with the consulting firm and trying to get that to move forward. I think as we've talked, how do we improve the swim areas is going to be something that we try to look at. One of our city councilors is trying to reach out to the property owner that's below Bernard Landing and start a conversation maybe where, staff hasn't had that opportunity yet. So that would help to find out maybe what those plans are. Our planning department next week is looking for city council to approve their consulting firm, who is going to start back working on that waterfront project, which covers all three areas, from historic City Hall at the Arch Bridge. They've kind of broken into three segments up to Bernard Landing. And, most of their focus has been downriver, but it'll start to kind of lay things out, hopefully over time, from the Arch Bridge all the way up to Bernard Landing and hopefully.
Remind me again, Bernard Landing is where in relation to the park?
Well, it's right below. Well, it's part of the park. I mean,
you say below, you mean downriver?
Yeah, downriver. I'm sorry. Yeah.
The downriver end of the park.
Yeah. Okay. So right where the boat ramp is.
Oh, where the boat ramp is.
Yeah. We technically, that's where our lease technically ends.
Okay.
With PGE, who owns all that. Well, take that back. They own 90% of the property except for some gaps. And we have easements for the trail that we currently have that goes down there.
Okay.
We just don't have a lease there.
Thank you.
And about Cedar Oak.
Oh, you want the whole parks update?
Well, no, just the non-motorized boat stuff.
Well, Cedar Oak boat ramp, I mean, that project is 90% done. It doesn't really improve non-motorized boating. If you recall, what it does do is it provides a renovation to the parking lot along with the repaving and new curbing that will last 30 years versus the extruded curb that cracks.
Crumbling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is real curbing. It gives us the opportunity to convert 14 parking places from vehicle with trailer only to single vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how that's going to work yet, but the project isn't even done. It's got, we're able to open it today for boaters. It's beautiful new asphalt that has the little tabs down to mark parking places. Signage isn't there, you know, so it's not done, but the fishermen were ready to park and drill.
And you could walk across the river on fishing boats there at Clackamas Park.
Yeah. Well, it's been difficult because the boat ramp at Sport Craft Marina by the bridge on the Oregon City side is a mess with the bridge construction.
Is it even open?
It's kind of open. It's a mess. Clackamas is closed, so the closest is Meldrum Bar in Milwaukee. Clackamas is closed? Yeah. And so the nearest one is Meldrum Bar in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Wow.
They've just had issues for years. They're just trying to get it rebuilt. And it's,
wow.
Rough timing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been closed almost over a year, I think. It's been a while.
Really? I didn't know that.
Wow. Me either. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on the swimming and non-motorized boots?
No.
Okay. Are there any, before we get into other updates, any items of interest from board members? Anything that has come up over the last month that you want to bring up?
I will say I went down on one of the non-raining days, what was it, two, and went to Hammerley Park, and all the pickleball courts were in use. And I stood there by the kids' splash zone, and you couldn't hear the pickleball because of the road noise.
Road noise is amazing. Oh,
yeah, it really is. You wouldn't think that it would do that, but it was almost imperceptible. If you were doing something else, reading or something, it wouldn't draw your attention away. It was just interesting.
Yeah.
I think that's ended up being a good place for pickleball.
Yeah. Apparently.
My 2.5-year-old grandson loves that little park because he likes to look at the trucks and everything that goes on there. I noticed the same sort of thing. Everybody was playing pickleball, and you couldn't hear them because the road noise is so significant.
Yeah. And it might be different in the evening, you know, summer evenings, and there's much traffic. And so
forth. But, I mean, when there's traffic on that road, pretty much all day long, it's pretty significant. And I don't think 43 is going to get less traffic over time. even with the potholes.
I went down there twice, and one time it was full, and the other time is perfect, beautiful day, nobody
playing,
nobody. It's on the court. It's like, figure. Who knows?
I have a friend who is in a league, and she said they went from Tanner Creek, you know, don't play there, so they moved down to Hammerley. And I got an earful about when she found out I was on the crab. I got an earful about football. I said, you know, when I joined this sport, I didn't even know what pickleball was. And now it's like we spend as much time on that as we do everything else. Here I am bringing it up because I'm not playing.
I'm sorry, John, you were to say?
One new thing. When you drive into Marius Young on the main road and you go just by the gravel parking lot, which of course they're fixing now.
Yeah, nice.
The first speed bump there, if you're in the right-hand lane driving in, has a pothole that you can lose your car in if your car's not
safe.
So we would have thrown some gravel in there, but it's all gone since they're doing this thing.
I noticed that when I was down there yesterday. Like, wow.
Yeah, I had a friend come to walk with me, and he has a little sports car. He said, I almost lost my car because you're going over the speed bump and you can't see it. It's right after the speed bump, so you don't see the hole.
Yeah.
If there was no speed bump, you would see the hole and you could avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to throw something in there.
That road's getting old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
before
the gravel's a little old. I mean, it's.
Oh, yeah, there's a little. But this one needs to be repaired.
We can cold mix it or have our streets guys who are versed in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Appreciate that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think some cars are going to bite it there.
Yeah, the last time I was there, I remember thinking, this is just a ridiculous. But no, thanks for bringing that up.
And I thought even to repaint the speed bumps because the speed bumps aren't yellow anymore.
Faded, yeah.
It's starting to fade.
Sneak up on you.
Well, I was down there last weekend when they had closed off the gravel parking lot, those big signs. And there was a ton of soccer players, and there was a bunch of other people playing lacrosse.
Did you?
And we were down there because we run at 10 o'clock, but I told my kids I knew that was coming. So they all parked on Mark Lane, and my runners came over, and we ran at 10 o'clock. But I got there about 9 o'clock and found one parking space. And then what people started doing, you've probably heard about this, they parked all along the no parking. All the way to the gravel parking lot.
Yeah, yep.
And then what happened is a couple guys in trucks got out of their trucks and took the signs that said road closed and moved those to the side. And then everybody parked in.
Yeah, and then they almost got in fights. Yeah, we got called by the police. Mm-hmm. They had to open.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We utilized, our staff did a great job communicating with them over 3 weeks, and their ability to self-regulate failed.
Yeah, it did.
So this weekend, the fields are all closed.
Okay, that's
the
good.
Fields are closed.
Yeah. We removed everybody.
Yeah, they're moving the games to other locations.
Yes, last weekend, unfortunately, it was a test, and it didn't work well.
Well, and the hard part was that with all those people parked along the no parking zone, there's basically one lane.
One lane, exactly.
If they needed to bring any emergency vehicle down, there would be no way to get in. And so it was kind of, I figured you guys were going to get a few calls. My kid said, are you going to call the park guys? I said, I think they've already heard about this.
I heard from the police.
I heard right? from the sergeant.
Yeah,
he called me.
Yeah. Well, because he's going.
Down here.
He would have said, what am I going to do? Mind put my car out in one lane that's there and write tickets for all these guys? No, he was just trying direct traffic.
Yeah.
So when will it be completed? Next weekend and then opened up the following or not necessarily? Because originally I know it was supposed to be last weekend in April. But.
It was originally supposed to start the 17th. And then with weather, they ended up, we ended up, we're able to yield at U Sports. It's not closed this weekend. It's not closed two weekends ago because they ended up kind of doing what they could. And then once they started Cedar Oak, they didn't want to go to Mary S. Young because they wanted to get that one completely done. So they were supposed to pour concrete today and tomorrow, all the curbing out front.
They did pour concrete yesterday.
Okay.
And they were, I think, I was in the park both days, but they poured the concrete where they're doing the drainage stuff at the end of the park. Mm-hmm. And now they're pouring, today they look like they were setting the stuff to pour the concrete.
All the curbing.
For the entries for the curbing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's probably going to be, I think, by the end of next week, hopefully it'll be usable. And it'll be probably, once they put the asphalt down, you can't even put the thermoplastic striping down for 14 days after the asphalt is laid. And then you obviously need something that's not really wet, to be able to put those stripes down. Mm-hmm. So it'll be kind of like Cedar Row. But at least we don't have boats there, but it'll be probably have temporary tabs for people to park and hopefully they figured it out.
Be too careful.
It'll be better than the gravel in the past.
That was wild. That would get so crazy.
Willy-nilly.
If you get the first couple cars started right, it'll work.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I mean, now it'll be painted, and so you'll be able to park in there.
Eventually,
And it'll get in and out without running over people.
Yeah.
It'll be very nice.
Some of my trail guys are looking at it. Well, how are they draining this? I said, not exactly sure. We'll wait until they drain it, and if it doesn't do any.
The parking lot?
The parking lot.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just got enough grade that water is just going to run to both sides.
All to both sides, but are they going to let that fill up, or is that going to go someplace?
That doesn't really go anywhere. They'll fill it with soils and probably some native plants and things. It'll be just a little rain garden.
Yeah.
There's a walkway, though, just to the left on the, as you're facing the river. Mm-hmm. On the left, there's like a bark.
The trail. It's
trail.
Part of the trail.
Mm-hmm. The trail will still come in the middle. So the end of the parking lot, the trail will still come in.
Right.
But the trail will, you mean the one around the parking lot? It will go around.
But it won't be flooded then if it's leaning that way, the rain will.
Because you'll have curbing.
The area that they've dug is pretty deep. The question will be if you have in the winter a lot of rain and the soil gets full and you have a 2-inch day, if that fills up, where does that go? And my trail guys were complaining about that. I said, you look how deep those are. That has to be a lot of water. And if it goes near our trails, it's not like we haven't drained things before.
Right.
Well, and that gravel lot at the, what would be the southeast corner, I mean, the heavy rain, it's full of water anyway.
Both corners kind of used to pump water.
Yeah, well, it'd be.
We used to have the one chips on the right side for years, then we switched to the left.
Okay. Anyway, there's a lot of guys working there now. Looks great.
Good.
That's great.
Yeah. Are there, huge improvement.
Are there items of interest from board members? Jane, Patty, we haven't heard a whole lot from you. Anything on your mind that you wanted to bring tonight? Okay.
Not for me.
Okay. Then summer events. We have so much planned, and I said you might want to read it and take a look at the web. There's so much on the website and a lot of stuff planned. You want to just.
Can I borrow your. I forgot to print it off.
That's okay. I just want to make sure.
I know, I was like, shoot, I forgot that part.
No. yeah, do you want to just talk us through what we have in store this summer?
Yes. Just trying to think.
Next week,
we have our plant sale next week at the Adult Center, so Thursday and Friday. The street market, that was starting earlier, so I'll have to double check on that. Because it's 28. I think it's 17th now.
I think they've changed it.
Of May?
They're starting
double check.
Oh, great.
That is good.
So then Juneteenth, we're kind of, I guess, involved. That's on a Sunday, I believe, now, and they're trying to do it at the garage.
Right.
Yeah, so they're not going to have it in the park, from my understanding.
Yeah.
We do have staff that goes to some of their meetings to be involved, but we probably won't have a huge presence there. We'll just have a coordination. They're planning on having that down at the garage on this Sunday.
The garage?
Oh, sorry, 18th, so that'd be 18th.
The garage or the food cart?
Food cart.
It is absolutely packed every single night. I mean, there's not a parking space anywhere. It is.
Good for them.
It could be three times the size.
Cool.
It's like a little sardine can.
Very popular.
They're popular everywhere. I mean, that model, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that.
That one over at Oregon City by Tony's is the same way. It's always full of people.
Yeah. We go to, there was one on Sunnyside in Happy Valley.
Mm-hmm.
It was bigger indoor facilities, so many more tables. And we just found out there's one out in Troutdale we went to, which is exactly by the same owner. The whole, I mean, it's just, and it was so packed too. It's like, you can't build parking lots big enough for all the food carts with the indoor spaces. I mean, it's really.
Covered spaces and things,
I don't know if it's a fad or here forever, but.
I like the corner, what's that, corner 14? Anyway.
Yeah. So still in June, so we have Pollinator Week. We are going to celebrate on the site of Marius Young that Thursday and Friday of that week, so the 22nd, 23rd.
Of June.
Of June. So we'll be at Marius. We'll have a tent, we'll have a craft, we'll have scavenger hunt, we'll have giveaways, plants. We'll have master gardeners come out and have a little display on Friday, answer any questions. And then throughout the week, we'll do some stuff on social media. Full-time fair, 7th through the 9th, moving forward every day. Music in the park.
When does that start?
July 27th. Those will be, the Thursdays. We have 5 of those. So and in August, we're going to have the 3 movies. Those will all be at Marius Young in August on Saturdays, 5th, 12th, and 19th. September, I'm just blank. We'll probably put something in there. No, at some point.
That's fall.
Or we're getting ready for fall
registration. Maybe the only month it doesn't rain.
Yeah. Our staff are working. They're working great for sponsorship for all of our events. They're reaching out to local businesses to see who wants to partner with us. They're doing a great job. They're also, we also have right now getting ready for the Teddy Bear Parade. So we have those that are looking to be ambassadors, and our current queen are out collecting teddy bears. And we normally end up with, I don't know, even 500, 600, 700 teddy bears for the Teddy Bear Parade in Oregon City. It's kind of, if you haven't seen it, it's kind of crazy. I mean, teddy bears cover and an antique fire truck from front to back, three layers deep. I mean, it's kind of crazy, that event, but.
This Saturday, yeah, first thing. And then Boo, I'll do a Boo event again in October. I'll probably be down at Marist Young Park. November Holiday Bazaar, December tree lighting, and Holiday Sweater Dash and Parade, and then back to the Polar Plunge.
So the street dance was canceled, right? No.
Correct.
Street dance?
No. That was one of my favorites. I mean, logistically, we've talked about it and maybe trying to partner with somebody. We were trying to look at the garage location and maybe block off a street there. It's just challenging this year.
Logistically, it's really challenging because when we try to partner with people, you know, it's like they want to do it, but the city just needs to take on all the expenses and all the work. And the way they want to format it so that you can have an adult beverage and walk around everywhere is a great concept, but down there, working with OLCC, it's like, oh, you need a 6-foot fence. Mm-hmm. You have to fence the whole area off.
Right.
So now we have to run the fence right in front of the businesses, right? So now you have to cut off all the businesses
over
there. So it's really not a partnership anymore. It's like we're going to put a fence right down the, I mean, that's a complex area, but right between the cars and where you, the bike lane, right? And fence everything off.
No.
You know, so it's like there's not a partnership with the businesses. You would need to have, you know, your adult beverage providers inside the fence, and it's like, you know, so it's the way we used to do it before rules changed worked great. It was a phenomenal event, 3,000 to 4,000 people. Rules weren't, you know, they were, OLCC rules were just not as strict, or they didn't enforce them. I'm not sure what it was.
Well, I think they've been there for a long time, but if you have an alcoholic beverage from a business, you can't walk out in the street with it.
Yeah, and it was so complicated because what complicates it is you can, you know, the event can have a special event permit for alcohol, right?
Right.
But nobody can walk, say, from Little Cooperstown, their patio is the OLCC area.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nobody could step off that curb into the special event area.
Right.
You can't commingle alcohol, which, you know, made it just logistically kind of impossible to partner with anybody. It was just, you know, so we would certainly look at doing something. We just kind of, it just became, maybe it goes to a park or something. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, if you do it in a park, it's much easier because then you can fence that in.
It changes.
And then you have all your alcohol in one area.
But
I mean, look what happens in downtown Portland all the time is they just fence off.
Yeah, but then
waterfront park, and there you go.
It's not the street dance.
The street dance is unique, right?
It's hard to dance on grass.
You can dance on the street, just can't have any alcohol there.
All right. It just got a little complicated.
But thanks for explaining why. That's nice to know.
We worked on it.
We tried.
All through the pandemic.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out.
Thanks. Trying to think of,
Okay.
Let me go back to the agenda.
Any comments or anything? No? Then adult community center.
All right. I touched on some of the events that we're working on just currently. So where's my little notes?
We do talk about the
Earth
plan.
Day. Yeah. So our last big event was Earth Day. We had about 100 volunteers come out at Fieldsbridge Park. So we planted about 150 plants in the roundabout.
Yeah.
Been down there. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Trees in the center. Got that all cleaned up. We removed about 3 boxes, you know, bins. Full of ivy, blackberries, you know, pulled out pieces of porta potty, some metal, all sorts of good stuff in the wetland area over there. So it was great. It was a great event. Lions hosted a lunch for us, and everyone was really happy. Good turnout. We got the Mother's Day plant sale next Thursday, Friday. We're getting geared up for summer camps. We are going to have some recreation interviews coming up, so we're pretty excited to get some rec attendants and supervisors and a director for our summer camp.
We actually have some applicants.
I know, I was like so excited.
It is.
We have applicants.
Very exciting. Someone apply for your jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you couldn't hire anybody last year.
Yeah.
Very minimal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and the adult center, we do have our new recreation coordinator over there, Nicole. So she's been great learning new things. They're doing some great bus trips. So she's kind of planning all of those. They got the updated newsletter and just gearing up for some summer stuff. More classes, programs.
Super.
Probably more.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah, better. We've got, yeah, our new recreation coordinator's here, and yeah, we've got on-call recreation coordinator too. It's really helping with summer camps, so it's been really helpful. But yeah, just getting those sponsorships. Oh, the fair, we've got about 35 exhibitor booths already for our fair, so pretty excited about that. Yeah.
Awesome. To change.
Yeah.
We have a new vendor in the beer garden. We have new carnival concessionaire. So,
yeah.
You know, trying to make sure that everybody understands how it's supposed to work when they show up. And you know, it's always always a challenge for them with the exhibitors and getting them all in there and, you know, getting them all set up. It is always a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Sure it is.
Yeah. A lot of pre-coordination.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Awesome. Okay. Then department and project updates.
So once again, I love to highlight this. We have another about 8 Adopt the Park programs this month. Skyline Ridge has theirs this Saturday, which is one that does it maybe 3 or 4 times a year. It's one of ours that they do a great job helping us with that specific park up there, you know, flower beds, some different things. We support them there. Projects, we've started annual pressure washing of the millions of square feet of concrete we have, and we have a contractor and we have staff that do that. We've been able to mow a little bit. Some of our parks kind of looked like they were headed towards hay fields for a minute, and the sun came out for 4 days. So,
yeah.
So we
90 degrees makes the grass grow.
Yeah. But we got Tanner Creek mowed. It was like, oh my gosh, it just happens. And we're working for Sahali and Sunset Park have nature playgrounds and some of their steppers that are kind of logs that come out, you know, have a life expectancy, and we're getting ready to change some of those out. We were able to Sunset Neighborhood Association, ever since they were involved in the design of the new park that was built, basically rebuilt at Sunset. They've wanted a swing set ever since they decided they didn't want one. Now they want one. So it does look like we're going to be able to make them happy and put in a little 2-bay swing. We're going to remove some steppers that weren't quite used as much, and they've, you know, another activity for kids. Because it's got a lot of other nature play there. So we're going to put in probably in July timeframe a little 2-bay swing that will have one ADA basket type swing for those with disabilities, and then a regular bucket swing for, you know, kids that don't have disabilities. So that hopefully makes them happy. Like I said, I think that pretty much covers the project. It's been a lot of getting ready for summer, kind of, as we, you know, we've just been working hard to get the staff all prepared, get the events ready, registration for programs, and obviously working on budgets and consulting firms and things like that. So,
picnic rentals,
yeah.
It's been popular.
Yeah. It's been really busy, but
great.
Going as well as expected, I think.
Yeah, great.
Thunderstorms and rain again.
Oh my God.
Kind of depressing again, but it's going to be nice.
Late, it's, I think, high 70s, low 80s, end of next week, though.
Mm-hmm.
But that could change. Too hard.
Day by day.
They have trouble predicting tomorrow.
I know.
I like to look at the 10-day weather forecast,
yeah.
But it's like my wife always laughs at me. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. We like
to get,
so I have a question. There's new gravel. It's not even quarter minus. It's like it is bigger, like chunkier gravel on the path part of it between, like, from it must be Ponderay down the path that goes wraps around to Tanner.
Behind the homes.
But it's only, it like stopped, you know, less than halfway. What's the story with that? Because it's still very muddy in parts of that.
I think
like a water break. Do you see all that water back there on that path?
Well,
when it's dry, it's so strange.
As we said, I walked there about 10 times, and it's not as muddy now because the sun.
I know.
So I don't think it's a leak, but But they did gravel, I think it was last year, because if you go from your house, you go down and take that little steep path.
Yes.
You know, that goes down to the gravel.
Yes.
They did put new gravel for about 100 feet because I think there was some drainage issues.
Yeah.
And then right after the new gravel, I think that's kind of new from this winter is what I noticed. Because then there's a mucky spot, and then when you get up to where you kind of turn to the right, it gets good again.
I know. But I think that house, there's either a swale issue, a natural water creek, you know, or spring.
Yeah.
Or it's a water issue from one of those houses. Because even in the summer, like, I hear kids crashing their bikes because they'll all of a sudden hit mud. You know, it's like dry, and then you know how that is when you hit sand.
Yeah, we can take a look at it. I mean, all, you know, all those houses are, you know, 15 feet above the pathway, you know, and all those yards just kind of slope right back down.
Yeah.
So, but I can have them take a look and see if, I mean, once the weather's a little drier,
yeah,
they can maybe see if it is a drainage issue of some type.
Yeah, I kind of think there is something going on. Last summer it was dry for months. Remember how dry it was at one point? And it was, yeah, very wet. And just like a section of maybe, you know, 150 feet.
Well, when it stops raining, we'll look, but I guarantee there's water today.
I was just thinking since the gravel stopped right before it got really muddy, I thought, oh, I should keep going. But anyway.
And I'm not sure if it is new, but.
Yeah, no, it definitely is new. But anyway.
We will take a look.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Do you have any feedback from City Council for us or any items they wanted us to discuss?
No, I don't. You know, they, for the most part, I mean, just went through when they did their retreat. You know, I think we will see how, I mean, I think you will certainly be involved, and I don't know how this is going to work yet with our consulting firm with the rec center, but I certainly think it's an opportunity for the Parks Board to be involved, whether all of you are on some committee or some of you are on some committee, or if we decide to have some committee of some type, you know, but there'll certainly be community outreach to, you know, have conversations about what are the needs and wants and, you know, kind of balance those with what a facility looks like with what is the cost and what's tolerable and, you know, blending that together.
We've been that route before.
I remember
when we
talked about the rec center last time, you know, the Boy Scouts had, like, at that point had 100 kids in the troop, all going to West Flynn High and the middle schools. And I talked them into letting me have one of their meetings, and the whole meeting was discussions around what is needed in a rec center. And it was pretty cool. I mean, to have 100 kids that would be, you know, using it, providing input. That was that was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I think while the information might be 10 years old, I think based on even meetings I've had recently with some folks that want to have a teen center, teen lounge for kids in the middle school, you know, that at Rosemont, they all come down to this complex and, you know, create certain issues for different companies and stores and
business
things. And so, you know, I think we've learned something from the past of really, I think initially we think we know what our community wants. You know, they do want that community center where you don't like have to pay to walk in the front door, where there's some common areas, you know, a true community recreation center. And I think, you know, that's still valid. So I think, we, even though things weren't successful in the past, I think there was a lot of lessons learned, and hopefully the consulting firm will look at all that data we had 10 years ago, even though it's older.
I think the information on the indoor rec center was really solid. I think the when you added the aquatics, it got really distorted by very passionate special interests. So the indoor rec center portion of it, I remember being pretty solid information.
And I think it's when you add the pool, it certainly just makes everything grow. You know, because now you need the bigger dry side to support the financial aspects of the pool, you know, so now when the focus is not on a pool, it's just a community rec center, it changes it a little bit of, you know, your annual costs and operations aren't going to be near what they would with a pool. So even though the master plan says year 7 to 9, which is out of whack now with the pandemic and things, you look at a possibility of a pool. So I think that'll still be factored in to have enough dry side activities that someday may support at least that conversation of a pool down the road, you know, if it gets there.
So, yeah, if we talk about a rec center, I mean, people are still going to mention pool.
They are.
I mean, because that's, you know.
It's just not.
Especially with the big stuff that's going on in Lake Oswego. Where
it's just not phase one, right? I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it may be a tertiary part of the conversation out here that, yes, we'll leave space at the site, and yes, you can add a pool. What does it look like? We don't know yet, but, you know.
Expansion is possible.
Yeah. I mean, you certainly want to make that, absolutely. Yeah. I think, yeah.
Okay, then if there isn't anything else, our next meeting is June 8th, and it sounds like things are going very smoothly. Is there any?
sure. Yeah, sure. Great.
Is there anything you need from us over this next month?
I don't think so. I mean, there may be communication that. No, probably not. I mean, we probably need to get a consulting contract on board before we start to move forward too fast.
Exactly.
As much as, you know, council has said they'd like to go for a bond measure in 24.
Oh, given the amount of.
We're halfway through 23. So.
Well, I mean, I think the people on this board, most people on this board would like to be involved in community outreach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. And that sort of thing, because that's going to be the most important thing, mm-hmm. to make sure that that's solid. Even though we've done that before 10 years ago, it's nice to do that again and see what is it the community wants. And we all have, each of us have an idea about what we might want there.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't have teens anymore, but I mean, I think an area for teens to collect is really important.
Yeah, I think, I think.
Because they can create a lot of problems in a lot of places. If we put them someplace that we have people there that are managing a facility, that you can have them after they leave the middle school or wherever they are, that would be really good.
Instead of the aisles of Safeway?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Safeway would be happy to have you on someplace. Or they could get their
Safeway on this.
The downside is they'll get their food at Safeway and then they'll go to
Safeway's giving out free Starbucks. Just send them over there. Starbucks is giving out free Safeway. It's hard. They don't have anyone.
You got to love middle schoolers.
No, you don't.
Okay. Then if there aren't any other items of interest, we'll close our meeting. And I think that we could make this a record.
Yeah.
Well, time.
John might be.
What?
We had one that was under an hour, but maybe you can have the record. I don't need it.
Okay. Awesome.
It's good
work, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.
Did you read where Portland Public School